Hello, this is Daniel.
Hey Dan, it's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
It's been a fun week. I'm actually glad it's Friday. How about yourself?
I'm very glad that it's Friday. You don't even
Cool.
know.
I do know. Welcome to my world. Didn't want to pester you. I just wanted to follow up, make sure you got my email.
I did get your email. I looked at the email, just looked over the whole product. We're not going to go along with this. We don't, you know, there's it's just, we can't do this alone. So, right now, this is not going to work for us.
Okay. Can I ask you some
So,
questions?
you sure may.
What were you looking for, and what were your expectations?
Well, I don't think our expectations, you know what we're looking for, but our expectations, we're at a point in our company that even though we're doing a cash loan, that we just do not want to pay that much interest on a loan. We can't do a daily draw, nor can we do a weekly draw. We're more the 30-day out, paying the full 30-day out.
Okay.
It's the price of the money is far exceeds what we would need to pay at this point. So, I mean, and I know you guys are in a business, and I appreciate that business. It'd be nice if I was in that business because you guys make an awful lot. I don't know.
I can give you
But,
some feedback. I mean, you're not throwing anything on, I mean, you're not throwing a lot of crazy things. It's nothing I haven't heard before. Just to give you a little
Right.
feedback,
Go ahead, please.
I encourage customers to shop around. This loan is exceedingly actually cheap compared to industry standards. One of the things you mentioned was obviously we are a business. We're a for-profit institution just like yourself. But there is a misconception that we make a killing. Unlike real estate-backed loans, real estate-based loans, the banks, bank borrows money from a depositor at 0%. It sells it to you at 4 or 5% or 6%. And they're
Right.
making 6% risk-free. There's a reason for you to pick up the phone. When you talk about a cash loan, there really is no reason to pick up the phone. And so the default rates are much higher. Our default rates are well above 10%. That's where they hover around. Whereas a real estate-based loan, the default rates right now are under 0.5%. So a lot of people think we're making a killing, and we're not. It's actually quite a risky product with a lot of charge-offs. I guess where I would focus, and one thing you said is you don't need the money right now. These are really opportunity loans. They're loans that if you can take the money and reinvest it and use the money on a proactive basis to basically generate profit and more revenue,
Right.
it's a great program. If you're looking at it from, well, comparing it to a real estate-based loan, there's no win there. That's nothing that I can provide.
If I say it again, if I'm comparing it to a real estate loan.
Yeah, well, a few things is the first thing is you can't compare this, or you can do whatever you want, obviously, but to compare this to a real estate-based loan, it's a completely different product. This is a cash flow loan. There's a higher default rate, and those are just the basic facts. But more
Oh, yeah,
important.
Ruben, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, a lot of sense. I bet you guys have a lot of default on that because someone to get the cash, like you said, and I like that phrase, you don't have a reason to pick up the phone because you guys, what are you going to come back and get?
There you go.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
that makes sense. Okay.
But absolutely. I mean, just to give you an idea, oftentimes we do a lot of equipment financing. And let's say you get furniture. Let's say you were getting furniture for one of your homes. Let's say you were getting beds and TVs and furniture, actual collateral. You
Right.
can get a 5-year loan, in the low to mid single digits, even though your score is below 700 because it's a collateralized loan. With a cash flow loan, it's really about cost. It's about interest and cost. And if you can take this money and reinvest it in your business and make a healthy profit, it works. But just to kind of give a little feedback, an unsecured loan at 1% a month is actually a very, very cheap deal in the environment that in this environment. But I guess the one thing I'd actually kind of come back to is this money. I mean, what other options are you considering? Is it something where you're going to put your project on hold? Is it something where you're going to go get a mortgage? What are your alternatives right now, or is this just kind of up in the air?
Oh no, I'm gonna. Well, the project's gotta go, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but it's good that the project's going. But we're just going to have to use cash that we have on hand. And we don't like doing that because obviously, you know, anything can happen in this world. And when you use your own cash, I'm a business owner that when you use your own cash, it really frightens me because then I don't have that cash as a safety net.
Okay.
And I don't
how
like
much
that.
How much is the project? Is the project the $80,000?
Well, the project is, yeah, it's $80,000. It truly is.
Okay.
It can't get away from $80,000 because you got to go in there, get the property in there, remodel it, and then advertise to get the people in there. And okay. There's already people in there right now, which is good, and they will remain. But then once, you know, people move, they move often.
So I guess the question is, and maybe I'm not seeing the whole data, when I looked at the bank accounts, and I'm not trying to be insulting, but I don't see that liquidity. I saw bank accounts that were ending in a few thousand dollars to at most 20 grand ending balances. Is there another account for the business?
No. We'll just have to rearrange things because obviously, if you notice, our payroll is our largest expense. And
yeah.
So that's what usually happens. So you cut from payroll. I can drop our payroll down to like $20,000 a month. No, I cannot drop it. I can drop and save $20,000 a month real easily. You know, we do it just for comfort.
Okay, I mean, the feedback I'd give you, and I hope you just respect my professional opinion as someone who's done this a long time, I'm not here to pressure anyone into a loan. It's not my role, but...
Of course not. Mm-hmm.
I think you're obviously a smart guy. You're thinking about, hey, a cushion of capital. It's obviously highly hard to borrow money in today's environment. The way I see it is this. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. So in one case, a customer is telling us, hey, look, I'm either going to get the interest rate I want and the longest term I want or just pay cash. There's something in the middle. So, I mean, probably what I would encourage you to do, and like I've had this conversation a long time is, is to not drain all your liquidity in your payroll in the fear of paying interest. At the end of the day, if you borrow 80 grand and you do this loan over, say, even a year, your payback on that loan, just so you know, I can just give you the numbers. The payback on a loan over a year, it's less than 20 grand, and you're paying, obviously you're writing off the interest for tax purposes, so 20 grand at tax purposes at a 35% corporate tax rate, that's effectively a savings of 7 grand. So if you borrow 80 grand over a year, your effective cost is 13 grand to your business. If you borrow that same 80 grand over 2 years, the cost is $103,200, and I'm going to add in a 2% origination fee, so hold on, that's $1,600. So your cost of that loan is, it's a payback of $104,800, and you're writing off about 25 grand at a 35% corporate tax rate. So I think that cost is probably around 17, 18 grand. I would just encourage you to really... I mean, don't take this wrong, right, but I think it's very scary. And I'm sure you have a lot of people you're talking to, correct, about giving you all this advice. Is that accurate or no? Okay,
yeah,
I'm just going
to
speak.
I don't need to do this, but I'm like, I wish. Go ahead, Ruben.
Okay, well, because I have dealt with a situation where there's a lot of people that they're going to give. Everyone loves to give advice, but no one likes to give money, as I like to say it.
Yes, that's right.
It's borderline suicidal to drain all the liquidity and screw with payroll in the fear of not paying interest. We do weekly payments, we do daily payments, but at the end of the day, you know, when you look at the facts, I have to just be blunt and say that do the decision that works best for your business. When I first started hearing about this product, I thought it was a dumb product, but ultimately, if you can make money off this money and reinvest your business, it's a great product, but I would actually, if someone came to me and they were my client, they said, hey, I have two options. And they said, I'm going to drain all my liquidity of payroll and basically put myself in a very tight cash crunch. Or...
That's what will happen.
That will happen. Or yeah. I'm just going to... Or I have three options. I drain all my liquidity to do it. I borrow money. Or I don't do the project. The option that I'd give to my customers, and let's say you were my customer and you said, hey, I just do not want to borrow money. Which option do I do? I would tell you not to do the project. Right. I would tell you that doing this project basically puts you in a position where you are extracting so much short-term. If anything goes wrong, I mean, that's the whole problem that I have. If anything goes wrong, if a permit goes wrong, if anything goes wrong in the development of your project, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. If you get a permit that gets screwed up and you get a cash crunch, you could bounce payroll. It could lead to a huge problem. It's just not worth the risk, in my opinion.
It's not. It's not. And that's some good advice, Ruben. I appreciate that. Can you guys, have your team ever thought of, because first of all, the daily rate, you know, $200 a day, that was just, you know, and we were talking about $100,000. That was our example. Do you guys do the monthly payments? Do you guys do...
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. So we have monthly payments, we have daily payments, and we have weekly payments. For unsecured cash, it's not me like dancing around issues. So with this term, the average cost of this product is going to be more expensive. So if I can offer someone the same cost of a loan over 2 years by giving them a daily payment versus that same cost over 1 year with weekly, I'm just going to tell them to do the better term and kind of quote unquote suck it up. Now, the whole daily payment issue is you're not sending us a check. We're drafting the bank account. And it's 22 days per month. It's not 30. It's 22 days per month. Your question, I guess the question I'd ask you is, what is your concern with the daily payment? Is it something your accounting team doesn't like?
We get paid monthly. Okay. So the majority, as you saw in our accounts, the majority of our money comes through monthly.
Okay. For us, there really is, and this is, in this type of loan, the reason why the daily payment is important is because the risk nature of the program. If we do a loan, especially, you know, you can do your loan for a short term, you can do it for 12 months or even less. And the problem that we've experienced is if we give a customer a 12-month obligation, by the time they miss a payment, things are bad. So by doing a daily or weekly draw, we're able to see what's going on. And if someone misses 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 payments, we're going to call them and we're going to say, hey, look, what's going on? Let's find a solution and figure out what's going on. With the daily, it really, and like I said, don't take this the wrong way, but just to give you an example, your daily is, what did you say, was it 200 a day?
It was 242, yeah. And that was just us going off 100,000.
Okay. Let's just say for just comparison structure, you had a $100 daily payment for a smaller loan or $2,200 a month. The big difference is there is no difference. You're paying $2,200 at the beginning of the month or you're spreading that loan payment out. At the end of the day, once you do one of these loans, it's tomato-tomato. It really isn't the biggest deal. People freak out about it sometimes when they see it.
Mm-hmm. And they do, yeah.
They do, of course. But at the same time, and I say this all the time, people have a lot of people whispering in their ear. Those people are not saying, well, here's $120,000. Here's $250K of cash. So, you know, the daily, can we do monthly? Have we thought about it? Yeah, we've done some of it. It's actually been a horrible experience. There's been a lot of defaults. And customers don't like it. There's also a lot more paperwork. So there's a lot more underwriting. It goes more into the traditional business loan, which it talks about collateral, a lot of interviews, site inspections, things that are just, quite frankly, you're a busy person. It's really not worth the time unless you're talking about $500,000. But, you know, I think the bigger focus is if you were my customer and you said, hey, my choice is, if I do not want to finance, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I wouldn't do this project because I've seen when people have put themselves on the cash crunch. I've personally done that when I was a younger guy, and it almost destroyed me financially. I have a customer that... Well, think about the future, right? Do you have a line of credit with your bank?
Right.
Do you have a current line with your bank?
I do, yes.
Okay, and what is your line limit right now?
$150.
How much is utilized?
Oh, we have about 80% utilized now.
Okay. So you're at the limit with your local bank. No big deal. Which I'm sure the good thing you may want to do is take some of this capital and pay it down so they don't really, you know, pester you.
Yeah.
Let's just say in 6 months, how long does it take this project to actually get done from start to finish?
About 3 or 4 months.
Okay. And just to walk me through the numbers, if you got the $80,000, would it be you doing $20,000 each month out of payroll, or would it be just saving $80,000 over 4 months and then doing the project?
No, then the project would be changed, Ruben. We have to change how we do the project. You can't do it all at once. That's the bad thing with the businesses. With our business, you have to do it piece by piece by piece. You guys
okay.
are going to be a nice way. We can just do it all at once and get it done.
Do you save money by doing it all at once?
No, you don't save money by doing it all at once. You just get on to the next project. You just get to move on to the next project that makes money. So this project is making money. Now you move on to the next project that's making money. And then you compile all those projects together, and now you're making, obviously, more money.
Gotcha.
The pain that you go through in the beginning is, yeah.
I understand. I guess the question is, if once this project gets up and running, how much money do you make off of it?
It's going to vary. But at least this project alone, if we can do it well, where we own that property, we can at least bring another $4,000 to $5,000 in every single rent cycle. That's one revenue stream. And then we also do personal care. So we get another $10,000 off of all personal care. So we're already up to $14,000 per month that we make off this project.
Is that revenue or is that profit?
That would be profit because the payroll is already going to be paid because we're getting two revenue streams. One is from rents because we charge them so much for the rent. And then the other piece is for the services.
Okay. So I can understand, if you use just, let's just say you use $80,000 of Bank of Cardiff's money. Let's just pretend that.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that, how long would it take you to actually start realizing revenue? It's October now. When would you start realizing revenue?
And not until at least February or March.
Okay. If you use...
Now the snow is in the
gotcha.
For a while.
How about if you use your money? Is it that same date, or does it take much longer to realize that revenue?
It's going to take much longer because we're not going to get the... Because first of all, we've got to raise the money to buy the house. Then we've got to raise the money to repair the house. Then we've got to raise the money to advertise the house.
Okay. How many more months?
You're going to add up on about 6 more months. It's going to take me all the way until June or July to get going.
Now, there's a reason I walked you through these numbers. Here's the thing. You got people whispering in your ear about not paying interest. This $20,000 you're paying or this $29,000 over 2 years is outrageous. Let me just give you my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you're making $14,000 a month if you had this money now. You're saying it would take, that's profit. That's saying that you're saying it would take about 6 months longer and not the way you want to do it if you raise the money yourself and inherent risk. 6 months of not earned profit times $14,000 is $84,000. So by not taking this loan and raising the money yourself, you would lose on $84,000 of profit. Or you can pay $29,000 over 2 years and get it done now at the specs you want. So actually, if you look at, screw the interest, if you actually look at the numbers, our loan would enable you to make $50,000 more in profit quicker than just saving the money. It would cost
that
your business.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, and that is, I think, just to give you the 2 cents, if you get your money now, look, I understand you're unhappy with interest or people think it's unfair, but this $14,000 times 6 is $84,000. That's the revenue that you're telling me you're losing on, or not the revenue, the profit you're losing on by funding this yourself and adding in a huge layer of risk. I personally think the loan's a better option. That's my 2 cents.
Okay. Well, Ruben, let me get back to you. Let me think some more about this. Let me get back to you. Starting a conference call right now, so let me get back to you and go over it. I have your number, and I will give you a ring. I appreciate your time, though, okay?
You got it, brother.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.